The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Not even the dogs that piss against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Print Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
But still I fear no foe, no. Cause now is not the time to speak.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, January 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Super Bowl weekend. You know how it's big weekend. And I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you enjoy it. Like I tell you all the time, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. Well, you got to chase the bills. You got to love yourself, too. So enjoy it responsibly this weekend, all right? But have fun in any which way you can. Whatever, you know, rocks your boat, make sure, it's rocked responsibly. All right. Now, a little FYI for you because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget Energy Nutrition. Check out their world-famous smoothie signature quinoa dishes, the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen, open for breakfast, lunch, and now for dinner. Each order made without the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of their two locations, Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m., and the West Street location above Henrietta Plaza, up the Cable Beach Strip, on the second floor, open until 4 p.m. And you can always follow them on Instagram and Facebook, at Energy Bahamas, all right? NRG Bahamas. And listen, when they tell you they got the best tuna fish sandwich, man, off the chain. Smoothies off the chain. MJ swears by them. I'm starting to get, hooked on them too. They're all good. Big up to the crew down there at Energy. All right. Little FYI for you as well. Don't forget, Collect the Bear of the Bahamas invites you to the Victory Fest 2025. Join Collect Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler's Square for an epic celebration of the 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebration is just getting started. Enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant and DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawe and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, the Saxon Superstars, with Collect at Victory Fest, March 1st. And Collect also reminds you, and they're inviting you to join them at the New Village Pub, the Grove Holiday, Tropics Lounge, Palm Tree Delight, Primetime Lounge, and the Pond for the big Super Bowl game. Buy a bucket of Collect and get two free shots of Jose Cuervo. All and Collect reminds you to drink responsibly. All right, now we got that out of the way. We got lots to talk about. Open Line Friday. If you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, like I said, we got lots to talk about, and it starts with the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Stagnant stopover arrivals concerning. Diagonal says failure to grow important segment fueling anemic GDP growth. Story by Candia Dames. Police officer accused of assaulting fourth grade student. A police officer has been accused of assaulting a fourth grade E.P. Roberts primary school student on the school's Miami Street campus last Tuesday, police said yesterday. Police said officers launched an investigation after the boy's parent made a complaint the following day. The administrative staff of E.P. Roberts and the officials of the Ministry of Education are assisting the police with this matter. In addition, a member of the Royal Bahamas Police Force is also assisting investigators with the matter. And police also wish to advise that it takes all reports of alleged abuse of any student seriously. PM, there needs to be more affordable housing options. Big key presentation ceremony yesterday at the Renaissance Carmichael subdivision. And more building, if you will, luxury resort for Balmoral Island. Adrian Fox to develop $300 million luxury resort on Balmoral Island. Story by Yuri Kemp. All right, and that's just the first page. Read that and more, all right, in today's Guardian. And don't forget, before we get to the break, gas tracker. Rubis 533, SO 536, Shell 538. Remember, we see $4 at the pump again. God knows. Anyway, quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll talk about today's headlines and the big stories of the past week, of the last week, and more, and whatever you want to chime in on. All right? It continues right after this.
I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause lost up already by the guidance. I'll never say what they daddy just say. For Emperor Selassie, I trust and obey. Cross the words of his substance. I'll never go where the pagans go. Never do what the heathens do. Cause lost up already by the guidance.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich. Featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions. All drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Not even the dogs that twist against the walls of Babylon shall escape the wrath I come to pour. And I shall burn them and burn them continuously, for they never cease to oppress the poor.
Well, we're back at you on the Friday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads. And we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. All right, what's got your goat? What you bugging on? What's got you fired up? What you buzzing on today? Lots to talk about. Let's check the text lines real quick. Great show. As usual, Naughty. Some people head is stuck in the sand and don't think the tariffs Trump is putting on other countries will affect some of us. Some people are stuck on stupid. Well, You know, it's like a ripple effect. Throw a pebble in a pond and you start getting the rings, the ripple effect. Well, obviously, the further and further it reaches out, the rings get bigger and bigger. So obviously, in one way, shape, and in some countries, will be affected. Here's another one. Naughty, great show. As usual, could Brave send all the bad drivers and deport them to the prison in El Salvador and send the people who litter also? Yeah, I see that littering problem starting to rear its ugly head again, too. People just chucking stuff out the window. Driving along, chucking it out the window. Driving along, chucking it out the window. That's how it is. And we've just accepted it. It's part of the, you know, fabric of who we are. Big headline that jumps out to me. Stagman stopover arrivals concerning. Now, we've talked about this here on the show before. It's not like this is new to us. But I'm glad it's now getting, you know, the attention it needs. Story in today's Guardian. Excuse me. Executive editor Candia Dames. Minister of Cooper has touted newly released 2023 tourism numbers as evidence of the best year ever. Excuse me, that got me choking on that one. I'm trying not to laugh. Best year ever, where? Where? But former Minister of Tourism, Dionisio Diagra, said yesterday the failure of the Bahamas to grow the high-value stopover visitor segment is concerning and threatening economic growth. There's no doubt that your stopover visitors are 20 times more economically impactful than cruise ship passengers. And that is why the government's budget is showing as GDP growth of just over 1%. So we really need to crack this nut in order to have a material growth in our GDP. Thank you, sir. Now, that boils back down to what we're saying. You got your millions of cruise ship stopover. We don't have that. If you're in port for a couple hours, you're in and you're out, and so on and so forth. So, at the end of the day, here we are. The battle continues of semantics. Oh, we had 8 million cruise ship passengers. Okay, how many directly impacted us? Apart from matriculating to Tiki Bar, turning around and walking back. Minimal spend. Can we not brag about the stopover numbers? And when you're in the industry, and when you make your living off the industry, you want to know what the stopover numbers are. Because those are the people who will spend. Those are the people who will go to Fish Fry. Those are the people who rent a car. Those are the people who go to Joker's Wild. Those are the people who go to local night spots and bars and eateries. Because they want to immerse themselves in the culture and get out. They'll also stay and dine in the hotels, spend money in the casinos and the shops. An impact there. That's where we're lacking. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Young man, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, good, man. I am wondering, you know, like in some countries, well, one in particular, Bhutan, they have a minister responsible for happiness. And the country seemed to be a very...
A minister responsible for happiness?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
what does this portfolio entail? What does this portfolio entail?
Keeping the citizens happy, making sure that everybody is comfortable and feeling pleasant. And if you have a problem, you just let him address it instead of having to go to a pastor or somebody else who's going to probably charge you for their services. He's just keeping everybody happy, you know. Unlike you know, the person you would go and confess all your sins to in the church and then he go and tell the queen and, you know, because if I were to assassinate the priest's brother, and I go and confess it to him. But 2 minutes later, the queen knows, and then I'm in jail. But I'm wondering, would it be okay if we just had a minister respond to this instead of a minister who just wants to reach for the low-hanging fruits?
With a portfolio of increasing, obviously, the stopover segment of our tourism product.
Because this minister is not serving us any the people who need to be served. I'm pretty sure he'll qualify for cruise any way he wants to go around the world for the rest of his life. But doesn't seem to be interested in getting the revenue that the country needs by getting those stopover visitors. He's just letting the numbers play as it are. But, I mean, wouldn't it be better if we had a minister responsible for just that instead of someone responsible for just catering to the high-end people who wants to claim all our keys and do whatever they want to do with it, and then he just have a party with them? What do you think?
You might be on to something. You know, you always have some, you know, interesting takes, but you might be on to something. I don't have a problem with a minister for stopovers if we get stopover portfolio correct and booming.
Because that's what we need, isn't it? We need people to stay here a little while, spend some money.
There's a lot of things to work with. There's a lot of products. There's a lot of businesses, a lot of resorts that you can actually partner with to make it happen. Might be a good idea.
But you know what? The former minister was saying that reaching out to that category of people by having things for them to do when they
here. You ride down Bay Street, you got the emphasis on the new port. Outside of that, everything else looks old, and that's why I've always lobbied for them to take that older portion of Bay Street, the nostalgic portion of Bay Street, the cruise passengers who've been here before remember, but now they're enthralled with the new port, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Then you know what you need to do is turn that into like a Fremont Street in Vegas. When they made the new strip in Vegas, the Fremont old strip, they ended up enhancing and adding, you know, entertainment and light shows and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So now it's an attraction. Make that portion of Bay Street an attraction. Have it filled up like how it was back in the day with restaurants, bars, nightclubs, things for people to do, shops, boutiques, so on and so forth. And let it, a la Vegas, run 24 hours. So however long that cruise ship is in port, there's entertainment and options for them at their disposal.
And let them know when they're on the cruise ship that, you know, things that they could do when they come off. But listen, you know what? I am just right now and assigning you as the minister for stopover visitors, and I'm hoping to see some results as time goes on.
All right. Well, you got to let me know, you know, what the pay package is with that portfolio as well, too, because that looked like a big one. But, yeah, I hear you, and I think we need to look at that. And good stuff as always. Have a good weekend. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How, you know?
Instead of them flying out and using Bahamas Air, them big jet to go to the States, right? Bahamas Air is used it as a small plane to go to the Rhode Island, right?
Turn your radio down for me, bro.
Yeah, let me get away from that. Well, anyway, what I'm saying is, I said it earlier in the earlier shows today, right, that if we, as behemoth, invest in cruise ships, right? Now, they don't have to be as big as the big mega ships. Once they bring them, that's how people are transfer when they come from Europe and the States and the rest of the world, touch down in Nassau, and they get on planes to go to the Family Islands, or cruising vessels to go through to the Family Islands. You see, that will promote the economy in those islands, because nothing going to the Family Islands if you got one or two cruise ships 2 days out of the week. Wouldn't that boost the economy on those islands?
Definitely.
Okay, so we got but four.
I remember when I was small, my dad was captain on Amber Seas, so they visit, you know, they had a 3-day cruise, would come to Nassau and go back, and then the 4-day would visit Nassau and Grand Bahama and then go back.
And the Bahama Star, hey.
Ah, yeah, there you go. What you know about the Bahama Star?
Yeah, what?
What you know about the Bahama Star?
Boy, you just reach.
Yeah, I mean, I reach because of the Bahama Star and Amber Seas, and directly and indirectly, but yeah.
Yeah, me and Michael Binda grew up together, and his dad used to be a boat captain, a male boat captain, okay?
Oh, okay.
So put yourself in, keep yourself in line.
I'm a cruise ship brat, man. I'm all good.
No, I'm just saying, just the concept, right? What they did, in about 5 weeks, they raised $100 million from 0.5% of the human population. People, 50,000 apiece. You can imagine they opened up. If everybody was to pitch in, we could raise $200 million, $250 million right? Even say you don't have to build a cool ship because, like I say, my fraternity brother with the name Lowell Mortimer, I own Campbell Shipping. You know Campbell Shipping? They just build ships, you know. You know that, right?
There you go.
Okay, and he's Bahamian, right? They don't even have to build it, but you could find cool ships, smaller cool ships, right? And we invest in that. That will help when these people come, because you don't have all the facilities on the islands anyway. So once they go into those islands, what they do? They come in, they buy our keys, and then the people go there and be crying about it. Now, what they do when they go to those keys? They hang around the beach. Same thing could happen on any farm on the island. They be there for the day, picnicking for the day, doing whatever, and then they leave. But where the money go? Because if we, as Bahamians, have investment in the cruise ship business, they use in our country. You know what I mean? We look how many major islands we got. And we got but four cruise ships doing that, going to these family islands. Every family island economy will be booming. But you got to make sure I do my pet peeve. I'm crying. Put some dialysis machines so they could bring their family that's on dialysis too. You know what I mean? That they can be there, get dialysis treatment. Some 52 of them said, you know, we need an MRI machine. It cost me less than $1 million, right?
Right.
And I'm top of the line MRI machine. He had a discussion on Wednesday night on Dr. Pinto's show, right? And I got it like this. We still need to know where our 2.5. So that's two. Top of the line MRI machine.
Yeah, there you go. I understand, you know, the money goes to a lot of dubious places.
That's
good point.
For everybody. We thinking, see, with a cool ship, industry, Bahamian cool ship to support our family islands. And then we have office just like them in Florida, in the bigger ship. The bigger ship could go from there to Florida.
I mean, there's ways. I'm sure, have you investigated it? I'm sure it's doable. Good points, as always. Have a good weekend. Let me get to these other calls. Yeah, you might want to partner with a cruise line and get a specific, you know, one or two of their vessels and promote that. People may be interested in seeing the whole archipelago. Very much so. All right, let's get to the phone lines again real quick. Talking Heads.
Not a Seattle Johnson here.
Hey, what's going on, okay. Seattle?
I know you both brats just reminiscing, but any cruise line in the Bahamas is anti-immersion involvement for what we should be trying to build. What I mean by that, cruise line, if you put somebody on a cruise even for a day, you have to entertain them. What we need them is get you quick, fast, in a hurry, and then have them immersion and take the same amount of money from them. And so essentially, you know what a cruise ship, let's say the cruise ship takes 12 hours to come here. You can't have them sitting, staring at the wall or something or anything of that sort. And so this is why we need an immersive type tourism product. Now, let's talk about the need of we said we had 1.8 billion. Well, you need 780,000 new overnight passengers to come through the airport for Grand Bahama just for the airport to be viable, break even. So very easily, if you properly come to Grand Bahama and make a cruise destination, but it's not a cruise destination, a tourism destination. But at the same time, Grand Bahama need a multitude of destinations such as, medical, you have religious, you have educational, you have sports, you have a lot of different things that can get us to the 2 billion, to the 2 million people. So Grand Bahama is ideal already. We already have the infrastructure that just needs to be upgraded to begin the vertical build. And the need for the airport is there, so we just need a strategy to develop to get the 15,000 individuals to town so that we can get that airport going. Conservatively, if the people come as a couple, then that would mean that we need 8,000 keys, which, you know, I don't want them guys seeing with the keys from the 80s. Okay, but, I mean, we need Keys Island just to break even. That would then begin to have restaurants and tours and other different things. And so we could, remember they keep saying Grand Bahama will be the orange economy, cultural heritage or whatever. Grand Bahama can easily, without blinking an eye, just building the rooms and the infrastructure, can accommodate 2 million people per year coming to it alone. Then we begin to look at the other islands to say, how do we integrate them by having short trips between the islands, whether we're using speedboat hydrofoils, airports, and whatever, so we don't have to have these deep trench and this and that we need for a cruise ship to hold the capacity. What we need is tourism to reimagine the Bahamas, and we need to diversify into tourism and hospitality like we've never done in the last 60 years. And that is our short-term cushion, because we have all those other different economic models, more so for the digitization of the world, but then we begin to support that as a second structure, fix our immigration policy to protect Bahamian ship, and then we could do like Singapore and the rest of them, let 5 million people hang out in the Bahamas and not worry about being diluted. Thank you so much.
All right, see y'all, and have a good weekend. Good stuff as always. Let me check the phone line and the text lines real quick. Good day, Naughty. Those numbers are not real, what Chester Cooper gave about tourism. I will tell you why. Cruise ship passengers on board should not count for tourist numbers because they don't normally come off. Naughty, Crystal Cruises was onto something when they did the Bahamas cruise after COVID. Government needs to give incentives for family island development and stop the overcrowding in Nassau. Great show as usual, Naughty. I just saw a car passing and garbage right out the window, even the bag. Oh, God. All right. Good afternoon, Naughty. Good afternoon, Naughty. I saw a big fight in Nassau. Two women fighting for a man. Tell them come to Grand Bahama. Plenty men here. Okay. You know, I don't like mine, but I'll put it out there for you. Let's get the other word, the other phone line. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Afternoon. What's happening?
Are you there? Ready or without?
I am good.
You know, the gentleman who called in reference to Bahamians investing in cruise ships, you know, I hear him talking about that. He actually called it, must be every show today, talking about that. But my thing is, why go in competition with the cruise lines? Why don't we start a ferry? Something that would take the passengers from the cruise ship to the nearest family island. That is something that is not done.
There you go.
Know, we can visit Andros, because Andros is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them a tour to like the nearest, like Eleuthera, that is really nearby, and you know, the places that are nearby, and give them a day tour. You know, pick them up in the morning from the ship, take them to the islands, allow it. But then this is where the family islands, those nearest islands, will start to build themselves.
That is good. You put it together probably. That has potential.
Exactly. Rather than going in competition with the cruise lines, they're already established. You know? So, you know, that's an idea that I thought of. But, yeah, let's think about it.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I mentioned to the other caller, maybe partnering with a cruise line and get one of their ships in here exclusively, you know what I mean? That could work. Or, like you say, do ships to ensure X amount of tourists get out on these excursions to said family islands that are close by and taking a day over there. And the excursions need to be by Bahamian-owned companies, because I hear there's an infiltration in other industry by foreign entities, and that's not supposed to be.
Exactly. And when we say Bahamian, we mean Bahamian, not Bahamian fronting it for foreigners. Bahamian-owned Bahamian.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. Good points, as always, across the board. Good stuff. Let's get back to the text lines. Hey, Naughty, how come we don't have any cruise ships leaving Nassau for Bahamians to travel to Florida? Everyone don't like traveling on planes. We used to have some stuff back in the day, but I you know, they no longer run. But yeah, maybe that could work too. A service back and forth. You on shopping trips, you go over Monday, come back Wednesday. That's already a cruise itinerary with passengers. And then, you run it weekly. Yeah, you got potential there. We should look at it. So we need to look at, you know, how we could go about doing it, because that does offer a lot of potential there. So, Naughty, y'all don't mean paper Bahamians. I guess not. Great show as usual. Quick question, Naughty. Will Adrian Fox be the first Bahamian to own a casino in a hotel? Interesting question. If anybody has the potential, I mean, Mr. Fox certainly does. He's come from, you know, a long way. What about Crooked Island, Auckland, and Longchief? They forget and neglect us. They know us when it's time to vote. Yeah, well, get to all of y'all. I agree. And you all down there need to do a better job of reminding them that they only remember y'all when it's time to vote. Give them their business. Make sure hold your MP accountable and make sure they do what they need to do. And you remind them come election time if they did or they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Great show as usual, Naughty. Who you betting for on Sunday? Listen out in the 5 o'clock hour and I'll tell you. You ain't getting it out of me now. All right. Talk about a lot of good questions popping up. Still notice the Go Slow Band Seawall Project is still a fiasco, a disaster. When is that going to get finished? When is that going to get, you know, fixed properly and completed? And how much are we paying for that? And who are we paying for lingering so long to get it done? Because it don't look like they know what they're doing. So there you go. Why would we use cruise ships to strip the opportunity from Bahamians to own Airbnbs? Planes and fast ferries can get people anywhere in the Bahamas in a few hours and no cruise ship pollution needed. Good point. Strong Airbnb right there. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty.
What's happening?
The call back. The texter who's saying about, what about Crooked Island, Auckland, and Longchief and Minnesota Island. That's my consideration because if the administration would free up and get, let them answer my question. Let's remember, to that texter, I own the properties for extension on the Pittstown runway as it is. Another thing with the lady that called in reference to that. The Airbnb, them, everything would be, I'm still getting economic boosts from these cruise ships. When I say ownership, I talk about Bahamian ownership in these vessels. No foreign investment. It stays at home. But we have our general office in Miami or wherever it is, bookings and everything, and the ships coming from Florida stop in West End. And West End need boost to. See what I'm saying? Come into Nassau, the big
ship. Well, you mentioned that earlier. We got the point.
You see what I'm saying?
All right, man, good stuff. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I get your point, bro, but you got to be able to understand other people's points, too, and how the industry is involved. And it might be more economical to do those daytime, you know, excursions that other companies who own ferries or boats can now be part of the market and make money. People want to be in the industry. Some choose to go that route. And I understand the ownership, but you can still have Bahamian ownership with Airbnbs and companies that are involved in the industry and partner correctly with the cruise ships when they're here and get all these daytime excursions done and back by the time the ship leaves. But more importantly, we can't neglect the stopover arrivals. We need more of them. We need more heads literally in beds. Naughty, fast ferries can get people to the Southern Islands and we can cater to a different type of experiences. If you put 2,000 rooms on one cruise ship instead of 2,000 Airbnbs owned by Bahamians, they go to the Southern Islands for a week. Yeah, that's a good idea. And again, that's options that empower Bahamians in the industry. And you got to look how the market's grown, how the market's changed, how the industry's grown, how it's changed. It's 2025. Not saying that a cruise throughout the Bahamas could not work, but it has to be marketed and branded correctly. And probably, you know, if you did it, catering towards stopover visitors who will come and spend the time at a resort, but then also book the cruise throughout the archipelago, the Bahamian archipelago, while they're here. And you can still do it within a time frame that allows them to come down for a week or so, spend some time in a local resort, also take that cruise, see the archipelago, and have a better, you know, all-around experience in our tourism industry and with our product. Naughty, we need people to have the experience, who have experienced the Bahamas, not the inside of a floating hotel. Agreed. But again, if your only option right now is those peoples inside the floating hotels. You got to get them off with as many attractions as you can to feel that impact, since there's obviously a deficiency in the stopover arrivals. So if we're not getting the stopover arrivals, we got to get these tourists off the boats, off the floating hotels. Get them to, you know, get a little sand in their toes and a little conch salad in their bowl and a cold beer in their hand, a Kalik or a Sands or something like that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
Somebody. You know what I don't like, right? When the government right now, they're gaslighting us, talking about the Grand Bahama, right? The shipyard, the crews born, all this stuff. I would think if I was in on Grand Bahama, I wouldn't know these things was in place for 10 years back. You understand what I'm saying? These things were done on the tables. Y'all ain't do nothing. These things was done. It was going to be organized. It was going to be in place. So stop. Make people who just listen to anything you all say. You understand? These plans were already in place years ago. The pandemic and the hurricane stopped them. So whatever government was in power was going to facilitate these moves. Thanks for listening to my go on noise.
Appreciate it, man. Good points, too. All right? Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Naughty, overnight spends 20 times more than cruise, so why we want a different model of a cruise if they're on the island with no time to leave, or are we going to have them sleep on the ship if they want to spend a few days in the Southern Islands? I'm saying, I get your point about the Airbnbs, okay? But are they readily available right now? No. Are those islands in the South being impacted? No. Maybe a way to do it, if they're not going to line up direct excursions with the cruise ships when they're here in Port of New Providence or Nassau to get them out to these family islands, then since we're talking about a potential cruise to the Bahamian archipelago, if it takes 2 or 3 days to cruise through, make sure you have impactful stops at the ports of call. If you know that Crooked Island gonna get 2,000 or 1,000 passengers every Tuesday, they're gonna be impacted weekly. And they got them all to themselves. And now businesses there will be able to be part of the process and part of the industry. And on to the next island, and so on and so forth. You got to have them designed to be impactful. Now, also, I agree with your text about the Airbnbs. Empower Bahamians to have those kind of properties. Let them market how they need to. And sell to a new Airbnb client. One that wants to get more immersed in the archipelago and the other islands, the family islands. That makes a lot of sense, too. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello. Yeah, what's poppin', Naughty?
What's going on, 52?
What's going on, Dime Daddy? But anyhow, listen, on the other side, listen, man. My schoolmate Rice, right, and the lady, right? And listening to them both, right, I've come up to the conclusion, like, what I'm saying is, look at the amount of islands that we have, Naughty. And so even a bad idea was not owning them, but I was wondering, and I was thinking, right, you know, on all these islands, you have many deserted. The cruise ship is still hell-bent on the terminology of private islands. And so they have excommunicated us mentally and financially. So because, what you mean by private islands, but they could have used these islands that are sparsely populated and the beaches are isolated, and that could bring revenue to the people there, because the people could always know where the cruise ship come and just stay in that day. And then the money, you will have a more dispersal of the money as far as the economy, the outer part of us. And, you know, the outer islands, who have more beautiful Airbnbs and B&Bs than them, and et cetera, et cetera. And who could cook better than the people on outer islands, Naughty? Come on, man.
I agree.
I thought that was I can't see anything wrong with what I'm saying, Naughty. Bless up, y'all.
Good stuff, 52. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. Good points. Naughty, read the Nassau Guardian, October 11, 2023. Anthony Kiki Knowles expressed displeasure that he had received no response from Dr. Minnis on a formally submitted business proposal for an inter-island cruise. In a Toby Smith reminiscent move, a foreign entity was soon thereafter granted license to an inter-island cruise that looked vaguely familiar to the proposed idea. Okay, now, are you correct on that date? Because in October 11, 2023, he expressed displeasure. Okay, now I might understand that he had put it in during the minister administration time, had gotten no response, and then saw a very eerily similar idea working now under this. It needed to be specific on Pacific. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
That's all that text was saying. That's not right. There was a guy by the name of Jackson Ritchie.
Uh-huh.
Own a maritime agency.
Right.
He ran for the PLP.
Correct.
Right. He had a plan to put a cruise dock on every major island in the Bahamas. Every major island. I'd have a cruise ship operated. The PLP get kicked out around Christie get kicked out that time. And he was running for them and after them, threw him right in, man. Threw him and this company right in. But he had a major plan for the economic life of the Bahamas, which many Bahamians do, and these governments, he ain't listening. Man. Plain Bahamians have money and investments to do this thing, you know. It's just up to the government to listen to the deal and let these things happen.
Maybe the cost of lunch is too expensive, eh?
Exactly.
Anyway, have a good weekend.
What you have to give to them.
Exactly. Which
to make this happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Good stuff, though. Appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. Okay. Thank you, Texter. So it was under the previous minister administration, then again under this administration. Okay. Thanks for the clarification. And I will get that article and read it. Okay. The article was written April 9th, 2021. It was updated online October 11th, 2023. All right. Thank you for the clarification and for the link, Texter. I will definitely check it out. All right, let me get these other texts in real quick. Okay, yep, Texter, we got it. Appreciate it. All right. Naughty, another thing. How does Adrian Fox get a grant for government land on Balmoral Island and many Bahamians can't get an acre to farm? Out of Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, maybe we'd know. Right now? Your guess is as good as mine. Good first hour, everybody. Everybody who chimed in, called in, texted. We'll talk Super Bowl in the 5 o'clock hour. Earl the Pearl will be joining us. As we get to the break now, don't forget flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to tell you how to play and win big with the Island Game with all kind of great betting options for the big game on Sunday. All right, so keep it right where you got it. The Friday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's Friday, baby. It's the weekend, that's what I'm talking about. And it's time for the 3-ball and the 4-ball special. In my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and your 3-ball for the weekend.
792 is the 3-ball. 792, 792. And the 4-ball, 2288. 2288.
That's your 3-ball and your 4-ball for the weekend. Play them and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Craving some extra finger-licking good flavor? Well, love is in the air at KFC, and it's downright irresistible. KFC's Mega Love Bucket is filled with 8 pieces of the crispy Kentucky Fried Chicken that you love, and paired with 4 buttery biscuits, 8 saucy nuggets, large cream mashed potatoes with gravy, and 4 sweet strawberry dessert biscuits. Pass by KFC today and crunch in love with a Mega Love Bucket. KFC is finger-licking good.
This is it! The big game is almost here, and the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us on Sunday, February the 9th, for an unforgettable game day watch party. Huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle. Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes. Don't miss out on the action. Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes, treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, Jones Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Friday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be zooming in short order. Keep an eye out for Pearly. It is the eve of the Super Bowl. Yeah, the eve of Super Bowl Eve. We got a big game on Sunday, a huge game on Sunday. And we're going to talk about it in depth. We have your picks coming up, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. But I do have to remind you, listen, we've had fun. Parlay in the parlay, doing the parlays, doing the money lines, doing the single games, doing the 2 and 3 game parlays, doing the 10-teamers, talking about football all season long, and obviously playing them responsibly with the Island Game and the Island Game Sportsbook. All right? The Island Game's done some awesome things this football season. All right? Had the big NFL takedown, gave away $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, and a trip to the Super Bowl all season long. And now you got the granddaddy of them all, the Super Bowl, Super Bowl Sunday, live from New Orleans. And listen, no better way to play and win than with the Island Game. Check out the normal money lines, all right, or the point spreads, the over and unders. You got all of them going on as normal, but be sure to check out the Super Bowl prop bets. All of the Super Bowl prop bets. Who's going to score the first points? Is it going to be a field goal? Is it going to be a touchdown? Who's going to be the MVP? How many yards is a certain running back going to have? How many passing yards is a certain quarterback going to have? You can do a prop bet parlays and win big with the Island Game. Now, for more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. All right? And if you haven't already signed up, sign up. Get registered. They're going to give you some bonus bucks for signing up. And then play and win. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. So all Super Bowl weekend long, play and win with the Island Game. And keep on listening out, and I'll tell you who I like and who I, yeah, all right, don't touch it. All right, now that we got that out of the way, got a little FYI for you, because I like to keep you in the know, get you where you want to go. I got a great giveaway. Pearly's going to zoom in any second now, all right? So definitely we're going to make that happen. But I got a giveaway for you, all right? Don't forget the City of Hope, Running in Love. Number 3, February 8th, 6 a.m. That is mañana. $70 for any couple or any duo, $35 each. Participants will be eligible to win the grand raffle prize, 2 round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air, anywhere they fly. Second place prize, weekend stay at Airbnb in Exuma. Excuse me, they must be registered and in person at the race to be eligible. Now, you want a free entry? All you got to do, first person to hit up Mr. Producer and let him know you want a free entry to the race for 2 is going to get hooked up. Real simple. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And some of you are talking, but I can't call, I can text. Or if you text me and you get it in on the text lines, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796, I will get you hooked up. All right? And don't forget, that's an awesome event. All right? Awesome event. You definitely want to check it out. All right? Not a bad price. And like I said, City of Hope doing it again. Like they always do this time of year. Running in Love, number 3. February 8th. fun, run, walk, push, roll. It's 5K, 3.1 miles, ROI key to the Go Slow Band, and back. Register now. All right? And that's definitely, you know, Four Seasons Race Management doing it to you. $70 per couple. Fun Run Awards for first, second, and third place for the couples to, for the first couples to cross the finish line together. All right? And you got that grand prize. Yes, man. Awesome prize. All right? Ground trip on Bahamas Air for two anywhere they fly. Second place weekend stay at Airbnb in Exuma. And some great third place prizes as well. Now, for more information and to register, fourseasonsracemanagement.com. fourseasonsracemanagement.com. All right, first texter, first caller, pop. We'll make it happen. And now let's slide over. We got Pearly chiming in. Pearlissimo, what's going on, Pearly?
Right here, my brother, right here. How's everything?
Everything is copacetic. It's Super Bowl weekend, brother. It is Super Bowl weekend.
Everybody was calling, asking what our picks is. I said, don't know our picks today.
You all know our picks today is correct.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch Bahamas at sunrise, they might have got a little tip.
Yeah, yeah. I did tell them that it was on Bahamas at sunrise.
And yeah, like I said, we got lots to talk about going in. You know, this week, what leads up to Super Bowl week, I try to avoid it like a plague because I am so sick of media and what it's become. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be a great Super Bowl game.
I think the NBA did a good job of stealing some of the Super Bowl thunder this week.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, again, they ain't going to steal it no more. Between now and Sunday, it's all about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, yeah. Let's talk about a few things, and then we'll get back to the Super Bowl. We'll do our picks. We'll give our breakdowns, so on and so forth. But before we go on, we got a couple of big things popping right here. First and foremost, the Mavs GM Nico Harrison has been the subject of death threats, racist remarks after the Luka trade.
Wow.
So apparently, Dallas general manager Nico Harrison has been subjected to death threats and racist remarks following the team's trade of Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers last Saturday. ESPN's Tim McMahon reported the news on Friday's edition of NBA Today. This is a heartbroken fan base, and there have been some very unfortunate developments regarding that anger, McMahon began. Nico Harrison has been subjected to death threats. There have been racial epithets, including some of those. Certainly, security is going to be beefed up. There will be protests outside the arena early. Those are planned. Security will absolutely be beefed up. Nico Harrison is not going to be in his normal seat in the stands. There's no reason to subject him to that kind of security risk.
Yeah, makes
sense. Wow. So that's where that's going. So we'll see where that pans out. And I mean, that now puts pressure on Jason Kidd, his head coach, to get it done. Because if he's tight with Harrison, as Harrison claims they are, he got to bail his boy out of this one. He got to make him play. He got to do something with AD.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you look at the standings, here's where you got to scratch your head and you've got to start looking and saying, okay, let's have a glance at the West. You got the Thunder, 40-9. You got the Grizzlies, 35-16, six back. You got the Nuggets, 33-19, 8.5 back. You got the Rockets, 32-19, who've lost five in a row, 9 back. And now you got the Lakers, who are 10-2 in their last 12, winners of four straight, 30-19. Those are your top five. But quietly,
they're only 3 games back in second place.
Correct. And
in the loss column.
You got to look at the Timberwolves now making a move. Now they're all of a sudden 29-23. Here they come. And they've lost 3 straight, but they've been playing way better ball.
They're starting to get that chemistry. Ant-Man is starting to get his chemistry there. It's starting to work out.
But now at the number 8, up from number 10, here come the Mavericks, 27-25. The Suns are 25-25. The Kings, 25-26. Warriors, 25-26. Spurs, 22-26. Any of those 12 teams can still make a run between 12 and 7, in my opinion.
Okay.
So there's still some work to be done. But When you look at that, you know, the Mavs got to move up. They got to make some moving. They got some moving to do. If they're going to get Nico Harrison off the hot seat, they need to. They got a schedule that favors it. They get on a little run, they could be in the top three when it's all said and done.
Well, they got to win a lot of games and lose very few, if any.
Correct, but they do have
out of the 40 games, they got to probably go like 30
and 10.
35 and something like that.
But I think they have a chance to do it with the schedule they got, and they're going to play defense like how Jason Kidd wants them to and how he thinks they can. It's going to be a very sneaky, nasty Dallas team, you know.
Yeah, but it's not about them just winning. Others got to lose. You think OKC can go on a big loser?
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about them to leapfrog the Clippers, the Timberwolves, the Lakers, the Rockets, and the Nuggets in front of them. They do have the potential to move up in that pack, in that group.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
I don't think they catch the Thunder. I think the Thunder's too far gone at 14. They're 14 and a half games back. That's a lot of real estate to make up.
Yeah. But you gotta hope teams like the Lakers them lose a lot of games. If the Lakers continue playing the way they're playing, they're gonna be hard to catch.
Yeah, they will. And I won't lie, it was with a heavy heart that I watched last night. No Dalton Connect, but they still won 120-112.
Yeah.
LeBron, you know, did his thing with 42-17-8. Austin Reaves with 23. Hachimura with 11. Hayes with 11.
Hachimura had a decent game last night.
Well, listen, like I told everybody, they shouldn't freak themselves out about LeBron scoring 43, because when you see Gabe Vincent score 15 points, you know any and everybody could score. Me and you could have scored a layup couple of points in that game with Gabe Vincent scoring.
Real dog.
Dear God. And when you see Coloco, the backup center, getting 2 points and 4 points and 2 rebounds, you know, everybody was scoring, except for Bronny James, who didn't get in the game.
Well, he's right where he's supposed to be.
But we'll see.
A lot of analysts are starting to draw back on their criticism of the trade and kind of looking at it. So a lot of people are starting to think the Lakers fleeced the Mavericks.
They did long term, like I told you, they won with Luka long term, but in the present and the now, they lost.
Well, maybe, I don't know, but that trade for Mark Williams.
I was just gonna say we gave up a lot with Connect, but that Mark Williams, if he could play and stay healthy. Then,
yes, he does.
And then you also got Kessler as well,
yeah,
who could hit the three, and you know, you got a two-headed monster going there. That may help the scenario. But now you got to have Reeves step up and play. You got to have Hachimura step up and play. And then you need like Shake Milton and them off the bench to do what they need to do to keep the bench robust.
Yeah, but if Luka gets is in shape like he's supposed to be, he could carry that team.
He's supposed to be back tomorrow night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. He could put him. And a lot of people think Mark Williams has only reached about half of his potential. And if he gets to his potential, he could be a beast.
And he's 16 and 10 right now. And of course, he's got the longest wingspan in the NBA. And that helps on those lobs to the rim that Doncic loves so much. He had a great chemistry with Lively over there in Dallas. He thinks he could do the same thing with this Williams kid. So let's see where that goes. And that's a big part of Luka's game. And here's another one coming in. And where will this guy end up? Because there's rumors. The Nets are buying out Ben Simmons. They're finalizing a contract buyout amid Clippers, Cavs rumors. So could he end up with the Cavaliers? Could he end up with the Clippers? Interesting.
I think probably the Cavaliers, because it'd be less pressure on him. The Clippers, he can have to perform, and he'd probably do the same crap he did with the Nets.
According to the ESPN's Shams Charania and Brian Windhorst, Simmons and the Nets are finalizing a contract buyout. Simmons is expected to meet with the Los Angeles Clippers and Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday. Charania and Windhorst reported as he looks to find a new landing spot after Thursday's trade deadline. NBA insider Chris Hayes added that Simmons intends to meet with the Houston Rockets before making any decisions.
Yeah.
He played just 15 games for Brooklyn last season and 42 games in 2022-23 after he didn't play a single game during the 2021-22 campaign. The LSU product hasn't even reached the 60-game mark for a season since 2018-2019. Despite those overall concerns, he will still be a headline name on the buyout market. Is he safe to be considered a bust now, Pearly?
Yeah.
El Grando Busto.
Been a bust for a couple of years.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, brothers. Hey, brothers. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Big Muff?
What's up,
man? I thought MJ would have been here this morning, because, Pearly, I forget to tell you yesterday, man. You said Fox came on the first night. Drop 25.
Yeah. You had a good drop 25.
Wait, him and Yambi, boy, in the future. That could be a problem, child,
over there. Yes, man, that's Spurs squad. Right. They got other pieces, too. That's going to be a good deal.
Early as that, need them come and drop 25? Hey, but I so glad Boston got beat last night. And without Lively, and without Washington, Washington and his wife out there for his child, Washington was out. But the Beheman boy, Clay Thompson, was hotter than July and August.
He was on fire, right?
Yeah, but he's on fire. And I'm so glad Golden State blew us too. And with Jimmy, they ain't gonna make the playoffs. They ain't gonna make the playoff with Jimmy. That's good. I hope Wiggins play with us against the Nets tonight, though. I hope he didn't come back, man. Because then Christie play. Christie didn't play yesterday, really. And Christie came on bad, too. But you're talking about Gabe Vincent. The trade talks, man. The trade talk about Vincent getting little shots now. Yeah, he came on bad last night for true. But Nutty, what Atlanta's dealing with, man, with letting Hunter go, boy?
I missed what you said.
Well, Atlanta's dealing with by letting Hunter go, boy. Hunter's playing so good lately with them hitting all them trees and things.
Yeah, but I mean...
I don't understand that trade either, but maybe they got... Maybe they got plans for next year.
Yeah, boy. And then Ingram will look good with Scottie Barnes down and DeRonzo down there. Brandon Ingram.
Boy, no, I think that's a setback.
You're talking about Dallas and Boston. I see Max Christie, former Laker, played 30 minutes, had 15.6 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yeah, he played good, boss. I can't wait till 80 to see them at 80 in the whole team. If they get beat up on the world champs like that.
80 didn't play, though.
No, I like to see them at 80 ending, man. I can't wait till 80 and Luka play. Because the Lakers look that good, too, without Luka ending, But like Bartley say, Luka got to play faster. He ain't gonna be holding the ball, dribbling between the leg and rally back there, shooting a missed shot. And they said, no, the Lakers ain't gonna stand that. You got the pass the ball and you got the run.
I think he can be ready for it, man.
Yeah. Now, Burley, you called me last night to change my mind. Now, let me tell you something, Burley. Only one team in the NFL right now would have a record with no team has never done. A perfect season and a Super Bowl. If there's other team come up now and then go 3 straight and do something that no other team has never done, then our perfect season will get thrown out the window. So you can't go to the Chiefs, really. You can't go to the Chiefs, but you can go to the Eagles.
I don't care how many Super Bowls you've been in a row, you can never surpass.
Yeah, man. No other team has never been. All of Joe Montana, them. And all of them and all them good fellas, even Brady.
No, I mean, Muff, I don't think that'll erase it. I mean, the history is the perfect season. As much as I hate to say it.
We're not allowed with it no more.
Now.
You beat them and say, you all have that.
You do it like this, though. Mm-hmm. The first team to win 3 in 4 years was my Dallas Cowboys. 92, okay, 93, and 95. The Patriots did it after us. Yeah. So we can hold on to that.
The Steelers was the first team to win 4 and 5 years.
Okay. Correct. No, 4 and 6. 4 and 6, Pearly. 4 and 6.
And then the Dolphins win 2 and 3.
They missed 1 year and 1-2.
No, they missed 2 years.
The Dolphins win 2 and 3 years.
But anyway, nonetheless, they won 4 and 5 or 4 and 6. So they hold on to that. So if the Chiefs come along and they get 3 straight, they can honestly say, yes, in our own right, we made NFL history. Nobody has won 3 in a row. To this point,
exactly.
Here's why the Dolphins will hold firm. They can only be tied. That will only be the first team ever to be tied. They were the first perfect team. They can only get tied by somebody going perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody can do better.
Now, you may have some haters jump up and say, but that was a 14-game season. This is a 17-game season. But at the end of the day, you are on the map first as the one who did it first. Tony Dorsett, 99.9 yards from scrimmage. First to do it. I don't care if Derrick Henry did it. I don't care if CJ2K did it. They did it after Dorsett did it. Dorsett will always be the one who set the record. They have only tied the record that he set.
Now, Jalen Hurts, this is your second chance. Go there and win it. Don't end up like Jim Kelly now. Don't end up like Jim Kelly and them dead Buffalo Bills. Don't be 0-4 in the Super Bowl or 0-2.
I know. All I can say is,
he gave at least 200 yards. He ran for 200.
And that is going to be the detriment, my brother, because then good old Kellen Moore going to start leaning too heavily to some things, and that's going to play right into Spagnuolo's hands.
Okay. All right. Well, I guarantee.
And you know, I know all about Kellen Moore. I know his tendencies from Dallas. I'm telling you. He's lived by it and died by it. So careful.
Well, I gave with the Eagles 31-24. That's me. I gave the Eagles, yeah, man.
39, get our picks on there for you in a little bit.
Badly well found in 80-something yards.
Man, get one of them prop bets with the Island game and get paid, bro.
Okay, sound good. Yeah, let me let someone else get it. Hey,
all right.
Have a wonderful Super Bowl weekend,
you too,
man.
My brother. Enjoy it to the fullest.
Huh? Huh?
I say enjoy it to the fullest.
Yeah, you know, we could be what's happening, Naughty, you, me, and fairly back and forth as the game going on, man. So you all enjoy yourself. If you all could pass through, like last year, to get a cocktail or some fairly, you know, you like your absolute and qualm, you all could do that. But other than that, enjoy yourself with your family or wherever you all watching it.
You too, my brother. Be safe. All the best.
Yeah, be safe.
Enjoy
right.
to the fullest.
Okay, Bob. I might take you up on that.
Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty.
Yeah, what's going on, Skiller?
Listen, I want to find out something from you or Brady, or any one of y'all. The fellow what get traded with Luca, Maxie. Who he is?
Max Christie. That's Doug Christie's son. Doug Christie used to play for the Lakers. And he got a twin brother who plays somewhere
man,
else.
I'm talking about that. One fella get traded with Luca to the Lakers.
To the Lakers. You're talking about Max
and
Kessler.
I get LeBron telling Maxie or something like that.
Max Kessler.
Right. Who he is?
He's a center. European dude could shoot the three.
European?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the bell what they bring from Tingham, you know. The boy what they bring from Charlotte, you know.
No, you're talking about Kessler, who plays for the Lakers.
Because I hear LeBron was telling them when they was interviewing him, say he will help Luca and this Maxie and whichever way he could.
Walker Kessler is who you're talking about, man.
Sound like he say Maxie, though.
No.
LeBron.
He might be talking about... I don't know. I mean...
That's what he's saying.
The guys that came over in the Luca trade were Walker Kessler, okay? In addition to that, it was Markieff Morris.
Yeah, I know the Marquise Moore.
That's who came over in the trade for Anthony Davis.
Okay.
So he would be referring to Kessler probably, but Max Christie is who I was referring to who got traded out with AD to Dallas.
I know Max Christie going on the thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about the second helping with Luca.
You're talking about the second trade they made for Mark Williams, maybe.
Now, he might be.
Not Mark Williams. Mark Williams is the center. I don't think this fella was the center.
Listen, you talking about Walker Kessler, who ended up in with the Lakers, okay? Maxie Kleber is somebody who he may be referring to as another player around the league, but Maxie Kleber ain't with the Lakers. It's Kessler who with the Lakers.
I know that. Okay, that's what I just want to find out.
All right, Maskilla. Good stuff, man. Enjoy the game. All right, bro. Be safe. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, we lost that game last night, right? But you know, Boston gonna repeat though.
Boy, I don't know. They got a target on their back and people coming at them. And they're not looking like the Boston of last year.
Cleveland.
Hey? Huh?
Cleveland was giving a little trouble. They played good. I mean, we take them out.
You know what? Real quick. Skiller, I apologize. That was Maxie Kleber who he was referring to. Shout out to my boy Dale from Guardian Picks. Yeah. Walker Kessler was in a lot of potential trade talks for the Lakers coming over and that from Utah. But Maxie Kleber was part of that deal going from Dallas to the Lakers. That was Maxie Kleber who he was referring to. I was thinking of Walker Kessler who's in trade talks right up to it. So it's Maxie Kleber who's doing that. And shout out to my boy Dale for you know, getting me caught up on that. I appreciate that.
We call Dale our research room.
No, Dale is an old raider, so he ain't got nothing to do now. He waiting patiently for Shedeur Sanders. That's all he waiting on.
I gotcha. Okay.
You know, that's all he could wait on. But I appreciate it, man, and good dude, man. You know, if you're a Raider fan, you got to be good people, because that's hard to be a Raider fan.
Hey, Naughty.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, like I say, you know, Boston will repeat. I don't want. See, Cleveland, they didn't look good. We cut them down. But, you know, let Dallas feel like they're getting in there. But when the road hit the rubber, ain't nobody could beat Boston, man.
Why are you saying that? You called early to say that, but Boston been toting blows over the last couple of weeks. What you talking about?
They don't look as focused
and look as hungry as they did last year. You know when you're hungry, you eat that big meal, you get a little lazy. That's how they're starting to look. And maybe winning that championship hasn't given them a reason to be greedy enough to want it again.
I think they can get it again. We lose a little one. All the big teams we take out. Now, Dallas can't.
You ain't beat the Lakers. We beat you all.
Who?
The Lakers beat you all.
Watch when the road hit the rubber. We can see what's been going on.
You're 36 and 16, 5.5 back of the Cavaliers.
Yeah, but we beat them. Don't worry about that. We beat them many times. See, like I say, Dallas had a good night, and my man was looking like automatic last night. Klay Thompson, he ain't miss at all. That's, you know, we come up there shooting three. I agree, we one or two, like, what the guy named the center, the cell guy, who we got there, who come off the bench. He ain't got it no more. I believe it's a B last year. You know, so not the tall, bright one. The other one, he ain't got it. But trust me, when the road you can see Boston beat
us. All right,
anyhow,
good stuff, brother. We got to get to the break. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game this weekend. Probably we're gonna take the first break. When we come back, we're gonna be talking football. Yes, indeed, we're gonna be talking Super Bowl. All right. And everything Super Bowl related. I'm going to have your final 15 lined up, so keep it right where you got it. The Friday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salads and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats: 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
All Where I gotcha? On the Friday, February 7th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Now, for a couple of minutes, actually, me and Pearly, and we got a good final, you know, 15 today. Yeah, man. And it's a good one, Pearly. You'll enjoy it. I think this sparked a big debate, and I'll tell you, you know, Stat Boy is still upset over this one, and it involves the MVP of the NFL.
I'm upset about it.
Upset about it too, but you know how it is. Some of us saw it coming.
Yeah.
You know, one of my good friends who does sports talk in Vegas, Bahamian guy living out there now, lefty, Darren, he hit me up and he mentioned, look, man, that's a great point what you made, and I think it's voter fatigue. Like, they're tired of voting for the same people. So they kind of got swayed into the, you know, let's give it to Josh for a change. Kind of similar with Embiid last year with Jokic, when we both agree Jokic should have won the MVP. So the debate rages on. But like I said, the crew, you know, from the morning rounds, you know, I'm talking Shady McCoy and the crew from the facility, they'll be breaking it down. I think it's a good conversation.
If I cut out for a second, Naughty, that's because I'm leaving Wi-Fi and using data. So just give me like 5 seconds to get right back.
I'll let you get all hooked up. We used to you mutiny stuff, so it's all good. All right. But like I said, only way to play and win this Super Bowl Sunday is with the Island Game. Log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Check out the many ways to play, the many ways to win. Okay? And like I said, it's all about the prop bets for Super Bowl Sunday. All about the prop bets. You got your regular, you got your money line, you got your point spread, you got your over, you got your under. But oh, check out the prop bets. There's a multitude of prop bets there to play and win. And it's kind of fun. It's kind of exciting. You only see it on Super Bowl Sunday like that, the way they do it. All right? And if you train your eye right, you could come up with a 3-14 parlay that could actually, you know, win you some big money. And you know it, and watch it play out for you in the game, and it makes the game more exciting. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. And don't forget, when the football season's over, you still got ample ways to play and win. Many, many ways to play and win. You got the NBA, NBA playoffs, NBA finals. You got March Madness coming up. Get your bracketology ready for men and women's college basketball. You can bet that all the way right up through March into the finals in March Madness. Then, of course, you got EuroLeague soccer. You don't want to miss out on that. You got the NHL. You got auto racing. You got horse racing. You got baseball cranking up because pitchers and catchers have already reported. Correct, Pearly?
Oh, Tuesday. Yeah, all right. The 11th.
There you
some
go.
On the 9th. Some on the 9th, but everybody should be in by the 11th and 12th.
There you go. And speaking of the 9th, man, I got to send a special happy birthday to my youngest, and Donnie. His birthday is tomorrow on the 9th. It's a big 14. Super Bowl Sunday, actually. Super Bowl Sunday on the 9th.
Oh, that's great. My grandson was born on Super Bowl Sunday in 2018. So I know that feeling is wonderful.
There you go, man. So his birthday.
Happy birthday, Donnie. I'll link.
For sure. So I want him to have a great birthday. I want him to have an awesome birthday. And me and MJ are going to make sure he does. And you know, big pressure day. Kansas City playing against the Eagles. You know, so I want him to have a good birthday present. I want the Chiefs to win for him. You know what I mean? I watched my Cowboy Dynasty. I don't mind him having his Chief Dynasty. You know what I mean? Lots to talk about, and it's good to have bragging rights on your team. Even if it's for a perfect game that happened in 6 decades ago, it's still okay. You can still brag on it. All right, so let's get in and Pearly. We got let's get this call real quick and then we'll get to the pick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's going on, Dime Daddy?
Hey, what's going on there? Make it quick for me there, 52.
Yeah, that's right. See, now listen to me. I just want to get this in, man. I stick him in my division. You know, even though I like A.J. Brown, Swift, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley. But I got to stay with the AFC, man. That's how I go, Burley. Burley, don't be scared. Go with the Chiefs. Give thanks.
All right, there you go. You got it from 52. All right. So here we have it. You got the game coming up on Sunday. I will tell you the latest lines right now as we go into kickoff. Right now, the Chiefs are a 1-point favorite. It's Chiefs minus 122 on the money line, and it's over 48.5 for the game.
Yeah, and some people got it 1.5.
And then you got the Eagles plus one.
Yeah.
For the underdog. It's plus 100 on the money line, and under is 48.5. Me personally, if I'm looking at it betting wise, I got to go with the Chiefs minus one and over the 48.5.
To be honest with you, and I've tried to make this clear, I'm not pulling for anybody in this game. I'm not pulling for the Chiefs. I'm not pulling for the Eagles. But I don't know why this game reminds me, got me that same feeling I had with the Patriots-Giants when the Patriots went into the Super Bowl undefeated. The world thinks the Chiefs are going to win this. The world, everybody pulling hard. If it was 10 people in a room, 9 pulling for the Chiefs.
All right. Purdy, you got a feeling there. Just how you got a feeling like that, let me tell you what my feeling got. Gut feeling is. The Presidente, the Trumpster, is going to the game. That's unprecedented. The Super Bowl is one of the highest security events to begin with, and they made it even more. So, he's going to the game live. First time ever a U.S. president has done that.
Now, get booed.
Mahomes' wife is Big MAGA. Mahomes is like ketchup on his steak, like Trump like ketchup on his steak. Come on, do the math.
Yeah, but Taylor was not a Trumpster, so they won't be in the same suite.
They won't be in the same suite, but that's okay. You got the Trumpies, you got the Maggers, and then you got the Swifties.
Yeah, and Americans are now having buyer's remorse. So I'll tell you, this is me. I'll tell you right now. I have a feeling something in my gut is telling me Saquon Barkley is going to get off. Hurts is going to come up with a play. Hurts is going to be what Mahomes is, and going to come up with a big play to seal the game at the end. And I pick the Philadelphia Eagles 31 and the Kansas City Chiefs 24.
Well, my brother, let me break it down to you like this. Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, 39-7 when he has 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent. But 10-3. 10-3. Hold on, 10-3 in the playoffs, okay?
Can't lose.
He can't lose, but he wins a lot more than he loses with the 2 weeks, all right? Now, in addition to that, you spoke about the Giants and the Patriots. Who was the defensive coordinator for those two Giants teams that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. He knows how to draw up a game plan. He knows how to stop the run. He knows how to put pressure on the quarterback. We all know what happens to Jalen Hurts under pressure. Kellen Moore, I know him from Dallas.
Jalen Hurts, the last time did not have 6'7", 360-pound lineman protecting him now like he does this year.
It's okay. Kansas City has applied pressure to every offensive line they've seen this year. If I got to go into a Super Bowl, I want Spagnuolo as my DC who draws things up and knows how to stop the run and puts pressure on the quarterback. Here's an undoing thing, too. I know Kellen Moore from Dallas. Kellen Moore will go to the well too much. If you got Saquon running, that's fine, but you got to take care of your receivers. I think he goes to the well too much, and that's where it goes bupkis for him late. You get some key drops. The passing game is out of sync, and that's where Spagnuolo's defense is going to capitalize. And then there's Patrick Mahomes. He is like Val Kilmer in Tombstone playing Doc Holliday. I'll be your Huckleberry. He's been there. He's done that. He's got the T-shirt cooling on the other side of the pillow, ice water in his veins, ketchup on his steak. He wants to be part of history. He wins his fourth, third in a row, and he's in contention for the Super Bowl MVP, in my opinion, after this, the Kansas City Chiefs.
All this is the reasoning why I believe they're going to get beat.
Let me give you the score.
All of this to happen.
All of this. The Eagles have a lead. The legend of Mahomes is etched in stone. The Chiefs win it 31-30. Super Bowl, they win three straight. They etch out their own page in NFL history. The talks continue now. Can he catch Brady? Hey, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. And I'm going to bet it, set it, and forget it with the Island game.
Just so you know, Lucky and Naughty, Big Chief called in on Tuesday because he's traveling today. And he says, when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again next year, Mahomes will be considered the GOAT. Just wanted to put that out there.
Well, we'll talk about that next week if it all goes down. Caller, you're a little bit too late. We'll get you next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Super Bowl. And one more time, happy birthday, Andoni. I hope you Kansas City Chiefs win on Sunday just for you, man. All right? And me and your mom, man, Jesse, love you.
Save my cake, Donnie. Save my cake.
I know, but that boy. That boy got a sweet tooth, and he can eat cake, boy. Anyway.
I know, because I still wait on MJ cake.
Anyway, that's a different story. I eat that piece. I go on. Yes. And with that being said, have a great Super Bowl weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads.
Take care, brother.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We in New Orleans live. I mean, the vibes on Bourbon Street are absolutely immaculate. Absolutely immaculate. Why are we in New Orleans? For the Super Bowl. Duh. So you know why we are here. You know why the facility is here. You know why I'm here. But the question is, you in a Cowboys jersey, why are you here? why, Chaney, are you here? You can talk right into the microphone. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why?
Fan of the show. Love y'all. Love Shady, James Jones. Love you, man. Okay. Y'all are great.
But you're a Cowboys fan. Like,
I got this.
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go, man. So, Cowboys, they're going to go to the Super Bowl to watch.
I guess I'm on the show. Thank you for that.
Let him go.
The lovely lady whose seat I stole, please bring this lovely lady back into her seat. I was just curious, like, why is a Cowboys? I was confused.
That's the first one.
Get him out of here.
I was confused. That's as close as the Cowboys are going to get to a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen.
Hey, don't let him do you.
Josh Allen won the MVP.
Yes, he did.
You said Lamar Jackson should have won it, but Josh ended up doing it.
Why did you say that, bro?
All right, man, I like
that. But, an MVP is one of the greatest accomplishments in sport. You played with Aaron Rodgers. He was an MVP winner. You played with Brett Favre. He was an MVP winner. What does the MVP, most valuable player in the biggest sport in our country, what does it mean for Josh Allen?
Well, for players like Josh Allen, it means he's a step closer to the Hall of Fame. So number one, Josh Allen's a Hall of Fame talent. Josh Allen has been to plenty of AFC championships, and now he just finally got his first MVP. That's a step closer to the Hall of Fame. I truly believe that Josh Allen will eventually get to this game, and it will be a bunch of Buffalo Bills fans here, and he will win one. And if he has an MVP and he has a Super Bowl, he's walking into the Hall of Fame. He's not going to have to be one of those guys that are surprised that they're knocking on his door. He is going to know 5 years out they're going to come knocking on his door. That's what this means, you know, and him beating out Lamar, getting his first MVP. I was mad, but I was happy at the same time because Josh is special.
Yeah.
And I did not want Josh to continue to stay on this track of not getting an MVP, and you cannot talk about Josh Allen the way we want to because he's that good. So I think this MVP gets him a step closer to the Hall of Fame for his Hall of Fame resume, I think that's what this one does.
Yeah, it's a legacy moment for him, right? You can no longer tell the history of the NFL, which has been around a long time, without the name Josh Allen. MVP or Super Bowl, that's what you want as a quarterback. And I'm so sick and tired, it's already happening. It's like, why didn't Lamar win? Why didn't Lamar win? Let's not make this a Lamar conversation. That's for a later date. Let's celebrate what Josh Allen did, because Josh Allen is special. Josh Allen had a special season. And I said it back in January. You guys thought I was crazy. I said, Josh Allen is a lock for the MVP. I'm going to take the key. I'm going to punt it. And it went under our bleachers. We couldn't find him. I'm so sorry. I lost somebody's keys. But that's the real thing, because of how he was playing. Bro, he has one less loss. He beat the number one seed in both conferences.
Yeah.
And for me, it's doing it with lesser talent. Shady's all about equity. They did not have the players on Buffalo that Lamar had for the Ravens.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close. He had a special season. This also, in my opinion, it cements him as the number two quarterback in the NFL. No questions asked right now. You got Patrick Mahomes on another level, and you got Josh Allen for me.
You know, guys, this is just a topic for y'all. Yeah, that worked for this. But this is personal for me. I want to show this video before I get to my emotional state. Yeah. Can you show me last night the honors with my boy Josh? Because I raised that young boy, right? Now, that outfit I got is really, really nice. But look, I raised Josh. Now, let me tell you why, though. So I played with Josh as a rookie.
That's amazing.
And the first day, I said, oh, my God, we have a superstar here.
Yeah.
Now, it took some time because he's a rookie, right?
Of course.
But that's right here, and I see this mom. She said, Shady, you were the first one to say Josh would be great. And when I see him get that honors of MVP, it brought me some tears.
That's special, man.
Because
I knew it. I knew
it too. In 2018,
as a rookie.
That's a bad boy, though. Real talk. Josh, he puts the work in. He's super tough, very competitive. You know, I got a chance to play with a lot of great quarterbacks, from Tom Brady to Josh Allen to Patrick Mahomes to Mike Vick. And the cool thing is, when I play with Tom and I play with Pat, right, they're so competitive. They don't want to lose to nothing. Yeah. And I play with Josh, it's the same way. And him getting his MVP is more to his resume, what he's going to become. He's going to be a champion one day, though, right? Patrick Mahomes is going to beat him every single year, right?
We hope not.
You know what I mean? But eventually, the sixth game, he's going to win at least the sixth game.
Okay,
so I'm just happy for him, man. And I think he's taking Buffalo to another place.
Because
you did all that with really no help.
Yeah.
So now you get some help in there, they're going to be a different team in the next couple of years.
Jay, I voted for Josh, obviously, as an MVP voter. Why were you so upset with me for voting for Josh Allen?
I think he's
because
still
I feel like yeah, the no, because I feel like Lamar Jackson was the best player in the National Football League all year long. Then you play Josh Allen head to head, and what we say in the Bay Area, got the brakes beat off you.
Mm. They
did. And Lamar beat the brakes off him, and clearly in that game, you weren't walking out of there saying Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen's better than Lamar Jackson.
No doubt.
You were saying Lamar Jackson's better than Josh Allen on the field that day. MVP voting is before playoffs. Right, so the playoff game does not matter. So you cannot count that. And I felt like from top to bottom, and we know the numbers is here, but I'm just really talking about how it looked. Lamar looked like Superman, dog. He looked like the game was way too easy. And I felt like this year was the year that he really won it outright. Last year, I would have gave it to Josh. Josh had 41-plus touchdowns. Lamar had 24. His team just had a better record. But this year, I felt like Lamar won that thing outright. But you know, it's voters like Acho.
It's
voters like Acho that can vote for a man for first team all pro.
Explain yourself.
And then not vote for a man for MVP. Something that ain't been done since 1987. The man won first team all pro. He got 30 votes. Josh had 18. And you mean to tell me the MVP voters took 7 votes away from him and gave him 23 MVP votes and the other ones to Josh? Another thing we say is make it make sense.
Before he gives the voter gives us his explanation why he did it, I just want to ask you, though, because before the year started, right, when Derrick Henry was added to already a really good Ravens team, and Lamar is phenomenal already.
Yeah.
You thought that this is...
I thought that Josh Allen...
No. Ravens, you thought that they would be...
They would be really good,
AFC Championship game, maybe Super Bowl, right?
No doubt.
Okay. The Bills.
Yes.
They lose Stephon Diggs. He leaves, he goes, right? Houston, hold on. And then you look at the roster on defense, they weren't good for the Bills. And on offense. Where did you think they would be at?
I thought they would be at home.
No, but playoffs or no playoffs? No playoffs.
They would be at home.
So when you talk about having a great offensive season, and then you talk about the MVP.
Yeah.
MVP for me is the most valuable, as in before the year started, the expectation was like, yo, they won't be in the playoffs. They won't win their division.
Yeah.
And then what you do, you don't do none of that. You go to the AFC Championship game and win your division. That's most valuable,
and
dog.
I understand where you're coming from.
I hope you do.
But my only pushback on that is, number one, nobody has ever been docked for who they play with. Number two, because Patty done had.
What you mean docked? I'm not talking about Lamar. I'm talking about Josh.
I know you're talking about Josh, but your argument is he ain't have enough like Lamar had enough. He ain't had the players that Lamar had. Let me talk to you. Go ahead.
Right? Because I want the people to know what we're saying. I'm just saying, for what Josh had with his homeboys, his team, his group, his crew. Listen, I'm going to take this crew that's really not that good with one other Pro Bowl, not the eight Pro Bowls Lamar had. I'm going to take this group to the AFC Championship. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on real quick, though, because all I'm saying is Patty had Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. We could go on down the line of players he had to help him win the MVP. Aaron Rodgers had a bunch of players to help him win the MVP. Peyton Manning had Hall of Fame players on his roster to help him win the MVP. We did not dock none of them for the players they had. We just went off their season. Now, even adding King Henry, nobody at this table thought Lamar would have his season he had. It was different. It was the best season of his life. So all I'm saying is, your argument can't keep we docking Lamar for what he's had, because the numbers show he was the baddest on the planet. Even with those dudes. Derrick Henry didn't catch a lot of passes, dog. And Lamar Jackson had more passing yards and passing touchdowns than Josh.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? James Cook is not a bum. He has the same amount of touchdowns as Derrick Henry.
But it's two different arguments. He keeps talking about Lamar. I'm not saying nothing about Lamar. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Josh. Yeah. And you're talking like Josh don't got no numbers, though. That's what you're talking like.
But his numbers ain't Lamar, though.
What I'm saying is for you to have, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be respectful about this. Does anybody know who Mac Hollins is? Oh, wait.
Two people.
Okay.
I saw two head nods. It's a lot of yeses. Y'all just not looking at them.
Does anybody know Zay Flowers is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is, for your best receiver to be Mac Hollins, and you go to the NFC Championship game, the brother had 4,000 yards, too, though. And he went like,
touchdowns.
You get what I'm saying? So you talking like if he didn't have stats and he had success. That's all I'm saying, James Jones.
So what we're saying
and now. And he had one other Pro Bowler.
So y'all just help me. It just helped me out.
I want to help you.
So what we're saying now is, if you ball out with less, you're the MVP.
That's how it ball out in your team success.
You have
so more wins. That's what you guys are telling.
You have more wins than Lamar Jackson, and your team is lesser than Lamar.